the last thing we need to discuss in the Malach of Kosher is the possibility that it'll be permitted to tie certain knots that are forbidden midrabbanan for the purpose of a mitzvah. And this is a very relevant sugya, primarily discussed in the poskim in the context of Glila, and it's discussed by Shulchan Aruch, but it really emerges from a sugya at the end of Shabbos, of Kufnun Zayin and Aleph, to Amun Bet. So the Mishnah there tells us that you are allowed, Umodin es hamatlis, Umodin es hamikvah, that you're allowed to measure a rag to determine whether or not it's large enough to become tamei, and you're allowed to measure a mikvah to see whether it's large enough to do tvila. And then the Mishnah brings a story of Maisa bimei aviv shor bitzadok bimei abba shol ben batnis shepakku es hamor bitfiach vekashu es hamikeda bigami leida im yesh begiget poseach tefach im lav umidevrem laman shepokin umodin vekoshrin b'shabes. The Mishnah then says there was a story time of Reed Sadok's father and the time of Abba Shaul ben Botnin, in which they sealed a window using a earthenware vessel and tied an earthenware shard with a long reed grass with a knot in order to determine whether or not the roof had an opening the size of a tefach, which is relevant for the halachot of tumah. If it does not, so then there is an ohel. If there's an opening of a tefach and the thing which is tumah is underneath it, so then it's considered open, and it will not cause everything in the ohel to become tumah. Now that is the context of the Mishnah. Now what's clear is that we are allowed to perform certain acts which are also midirabbanan, such as medida, measuring, in this case, for the sake of a mitzvah. Now the question that is relevant lahalacha is, what about the tying? It's clear that we're waiving certain rabbinic prohibitions for the mitzvah to figure out whether something's tameh, whether it's large enough for a mikvah, and the like. And in that context, we discuss tying this knot. But what type of knot are we talking about? So the Rishonim divide. Rashi writes that we're talking about a kesher she'eino shel kayama, which sounds like eino shel kayama at all, meaning the knot that we're tying here is completely permitted, right? He writes, kesher she'eino shel kayama afilu lechatchila. And therefore, there's no evidence that we're waiving a rabbinic prohibition of kosher for a mitzvah. Yes, we did waive the rabbinic prohibition of modeid, but the fact that we're tying a knot is just parenthetical to this discussion. We don't waive rabbinic prohibitions of kosher for mitzvot. That just happened to be the case. And therefore, the assumption would be that even for a mitzvah, we have to maintain the normal standards of kosher, both midaraisa, midarabanan. However, the Rambam takes it not this way, and from the context derives that it's not only modeid, which is permitted for a mitzvah, but kshira dirabbanan, at least it sounds this way in the Peir Shemeshneh as Laha Rambam, that it would be permitted, and that's what he writes, v'zeshitarna medida m'shabas v'tanai she medida shal mitzvah v'chen kshira shal mitzvah, and it sounds therefore that kosher, presumably dirabbanan, is permitted under certain circumstances of a mitzvah. And that is explicitly how the Rambam paskens in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav Hilchos Shabbos, where he says, Mutar Likshor Kesher Sheino Kayama Lidvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to tie which is a knot, which is Eino Shel Kayama, for a mitzvah, and then quotes the cases in Shabbos. However, as I mentioned, the other position quoted by Rashi, the Bartunur takes this position on the Mishnah as well, rejects that and says, no, the kosher we're talking about is only she'eino shel kayama at all, and therefore there is no evidence that is permitted to tie a dirabbanan knot for a mitzvah. If you look at the tour in Shin Yud Zayin says Kol Kesher Omid Liskayim LaOlam Chayav and Chatos Akshirasa VaTerasa Beinu Mushal Umano Shel Hedyot VaOmid Liskayim Shiva Yom and Patra Aval Asur Ulzorach Mitzvah Kagon Shikosha Limdo Shir Echom Mishira Torah Mutal Chatchila. So the Torah tells you that there are certain knots which are Daraisa, such that there's those that are forever, and those that are Dirabanan, which according to the Torah is one that will last 7 days. And that's Asur Midirabbanan. But if it's Letzarach Mitzvah, following the position of the Rambam, he says it is permitted to tie such a knot. The Beis Yosef Notes on what the Torah says. Mashkal Rabbeinu L'tzarach Mitzvah Kagon Shekosher Limdo Shir Echad Vechulei Mishnah Sof Perek Shabbos Mitzrayim L'manch V'Kogon Modim V'Kotcher M'Shabbos. He notes that this is how the Rambam and others kind of read the Torah, read the sugya end of Shabbos. Perish Rashi because in Gedra Sheino Shel Kayama Filu Chatchila. But he notes that Rashi argues Klomer Lo Sharina Mishum Dvar Mitzvah Like Gedra Sheino Shel Kayama David Rabbanan. Sorry. The Beis Yosef, however, interprets Rashi not the way he did above, not the way the Bar Tanura understands him, but thinks that maybe Rashi means the same thing, that what we're talking about is a kesher, which is Asur Midir Abanan, and that's what, and even there Rashi says it's Mutter. The Bach comments and says, V'daz Rabbeinu kipeirsh Rashi, Alisham, the Dafka Begash Shainer Shal Kayama, Etir Litzurach Midi, Daval Kesher Kayama, the Chayav of Chatas, Yevshish, Etir Esr Midaraisa, Afil Kedei Kayim Mitzvah Rabba. Bach notes that obviously no one will agree that something which is Asur Midaraisa would be permitted. Koshkin Limdo Shirach, Mashir Etar Asur, and Lomi Shubi Goch Nevesh, unless of course it's Pikuach Nefesh. So again, the simple understanding of Rashi is perhaps not like the Beis Yosef, but more like the Bar Tanura, that there is no evidence that something is mutter to tie for a mitzvah if it's Asur Midir Abanan. But you have the position of the Rambam and the Tur and the Beis Yosef's interpretation of Rashi that it is in fact permitted. Now the Murktzia here notes that the way to read Rashi for the Beis Yosef is to say when he says She'ino Shel Kayama, he means that it's a kesher gomor, it is a not, but it's not going to be l'skayim at least forever. I mean, that's how you would and it's something that would be usur if it weren't b'makom mitzvah, and that's how you would read it. And Shulchan Aruch, following this interpretation, indeed rules that a derabana not L'tzorach mitzvah is permitted. That's what he writes in Shin Yud Zayin Aleph. L'tzorach mitzvah gon shekosher limdorech mashirei Torah mutter l'kesher kesher sheino shel kayama. However, the Prima Gadim notes that this is not obvious and pushes back because he said all of this only it depends on the position of the tour. It depends on how long you think a knot has to last in order for even to be asur midir abana. And he says, look, if you say, if you think that a knot that will last for less than 7 days, so then you have no raya, even if you have a knot which will last a week, or slightly less than a week, maybe the reason that it's permitted is not because it's a mitzvah, but because it wasn't asur midir abanan, and that would negate the proof in the Gemara in Shabbos, and therefore he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. And the Mishnah Brura notes that that the Beis Meir read Rashi not the way the Beis Yosef did, but the way we did, the way the Bar Tanura does. That Rashi would only permit a knot which is mutter lechatchila, not one which is asur midir abanan, and his note in that direction. And therefore, what you would come out with is you have a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam and the Tur that it is permitted to tie a knot which is asur midir abanan l'sarach mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah notes that the Achronim push back on this and aren't so thrilled with this position of Shulchan Aruch because it's not at all mochach from Rashi and the Gemara can be read differently. Now, there is a bit of a discussion in the Achronim whether there would be a difference between a knot which is derabanan because it's not miskayim, or one that would be midirabanan because it's not a mais uman within the Shita of the Rambam. The Archon there assumes that the issue at hand is simply, is it derabanan or not? If it's if that's the case, so he said, according to the Rambam, it should be mutter to tie a knot, litzorach mitzvah, whether it is maisa uman, but not a deraisa level miskayim, or it is a deraisa level miskayim, but it's not an uman, because then see a difference. So we've noted that that's not obvious, because it could be that the Rambam, even the Rambam who thinks you have two requirements of Uman and Kayama, will think that the primary issue at hand, the primary Tanai, is a permanence, and therefore maybe only when it's not that permanent will he be willing to be Mako, but if it's permanent but not Uman, maybe that would not be the case. The the Orchor Shabbos simply has a nice summary of this discussion. And goes through the Tushitot and how exactly you read the sugya to get to the different conclusions. Now the Orchor Shabbos, after providing his summary, does note that to be honest, if you combine certain shitot, they will generate the same halakhic position, if not for the same reason. So, for example, while Rashi may not permit tying a knot, which is asur midirabbanan, for the purpose of a mitzvah, Rashi, at least as the Beis Yosef, understands him, though we dealt with the exact interpretation of Rashi a few weeks ago, seems to hold, as the Beis Yosef takes it, or according to the Beis Yosef, believes that a knot which will not be tied for a week is mutar lechatchila, and therefore, even though Rashi doesn't accept that it's mutar lechatchila mitzvah, if it will be untied within a week, so then he'll say that it is permitted lechatchila, not needing the heter of mitzvah. Other shitot who may be machmir after 24 hours might allow tzarach mitzvah, and therefore there could be cases where between 1 and 7 days Rashi will be modet mutter v'lav mitaimei, not because of the same reason that it's a tzarach mitzvah, but will generate the same halachic position, which will be relevant when trying to figure out a psak when you have multiple shitot to rely on, even if for other reasons. Now, the Chazon Ish, writing on this issue, notes that under certain circumstances, he's dealing with the case of double knots. So we say that it's usher to tie a double knot, and therefore it's usher to untie a double knot. Now, normally, whatever is usher to tie is usher to untie. Now, however, he notes that that it's really only a chumrah to not tie two dots, and therefore, if something accidentally gets tied into a double knot, if it's not usher l'das, so then there should be room to be mako in terms of untying it. And he notes that this is definitely going to be true if there is tsar, because in tsar, in general, we are more or makil. And he notes that if one would do glila on a sefer Torah in the morning, and it would accidentally get tied into the double knot, so again, he would be makil to untie it at mincha, because again, it's only a chumrah not to tie a double knot. And once you add Letzorach Mitzvah, so then you have another sniff Lahakel. So you see Poskim, even Poskim who don't necessarily want to accept it by itself, though it's not clear that Chazon Ish doesn't, but you'll see that in Poskim in general, some Poskim will accept it straight as a heter, other Poskim will play with it in certain circumstances, but there's other factors. Whether, as the Orchor Shabbos notes, is one of those middle cases between 24 hours and 7 days, where there's reason to be Mekil, or it's Makom Tzar, Makom Mitzvah, plus it's something which was shelo l'das, or whatever other mitigating factor you're going to have. One of the other discussions that comes up in Psak is whether this possible heter of tying a derabbanan knot l'tzarach mitzvah proves that in other derabbanans and shabbos will also be mekel b'makom mitzvah. Now the Dira Yatziv does seem to take this position, and in the Likutim and Ashmatos and Lam and Dalid, he notes Al Kol Panim Chazin Shabakam Makom Satir Chamim Afil Shvus Gomer B'Makom Tzara. He notes that there's many cases where we're Mekil B'Makom Mitzvah by Shvusim, and therefore in his case, without getting to his case, he's willing to bring that in as part of his argument. Again, assuming that our case is not just a special halacha and kosher to the extent that you hold that we pask in that way, but is in fact a rule that under certain circumstances we are mako by shvusim litzorech mitzvah. The Shevet Halevi, however, in Chelek Ches and Kufayim Gimel pushes back And it says, in general, you can't equate different shvusim. And he also notes that there might be a difference between shvusim and gzeros, where a shvus derabanan might be more machmer than a gzera, and therefore might not be, be true in all circumstances. You can look there for more of a discussion. Now, as I mentioned, the main halachic issue that's discussed in this context is the case of Glila. If you want a full, very lengthy discussion of this, you can look at the Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Zayin Tshuva Chavtes, and who raises all the positions. A brief summary of the issue is found in the Orchor Shabbos, where he writes as follows: Hagolel Sefer Torah b'Shabbos v'ino omed likro b'Sefer ad Yom Sheni nohagula hakel l'kashro afim osekeshav anival gabav. So he says, if you do Glila on a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, which you're not going to read until Monday, so then he says the minhag is to be mekil, even if you make a anival gabe kesher. However, based kesher yesh bo Sefer Torah she'ein regilim likro bohem elitim rechokos, It says, if, however, you have many Sefer Torah, and some of them you only pull out like once a year, so when you do Glila on that Sefer Torah, you should not do it in with a nod that we would normally say is Aser. Now, what's the logic? So the basic logic is as follows. If a knot is possibly a d'oraisa, so then we're not going to be mekil, because no one holds that there is a heter l'tzorech mitzvah by a d'oraisa. So if something's going to be there for a year, so already you're in the real danger zone, according to, again, per the discussion we've had in terms of kayama before. But from Shabbos to, let's say, Monday, where it's less than a week, so once it's less than a week, according to many Rishonim, it's mutar l'chatchila anyways. And even if you hold that it's not mutar l'chatchila, so 3 days, according to many Rishonim, as understood by the Beis Yosef, is dirabanan, because less than 7 days, and therefore it's a dirabanan, and many Shittot hold that tying a knot, which is dirabanan, is mutar l'tzorach mitzvah. So once you combine the fact, according to many Rishonim, is mutar l'chatchila to begin with, and other Rishonim will say it's mutar, in this case, called tzorach mitzvah. So then, if it's just a question of tying glila with a knot, which is only also midirabanan from Shabbos to Monday, so that they would allow. And this is what he writes in the footnote: b'sefer mincha Shabbos, or al golan sefer Torah b'keshev aniv al gabav shreim nasal yos mechavad al shalos yesh b'zach shashes midirabanan. So he notes that mincha Shabbos has a problem even if it's for more than 24 hours, because kesher. And even Gabe Kesher, that's also Mizra Ban, according to Menri Shonim. However, I'm not Mishmir Shabbos Kehilchaza, because of Mishim Gon Rishamaz Alman Orbach, that's Al Shabin Aglakel Bazeh, Vachain Shamanam Agon Rebel Yashiv Shlita. However, Rishamaz Alman, Rebel Yashiv are both Mekel Vata, Mishim Yash was a comment zero from Leheter. He says there's many reasons. One is because Anival Gabe Kesher is itself a machlokes. And two, he says that the Shita of the Rambam and the Torah, that Letzorach Mitzvah, it's mutter to do something which is midrabanan, and this is only midrabanan. And three, that when it's less than 7 days, so then Rashi, according to Beis Yosef, holds that it's mutter, and therefore, and the Ber Halacha says, Makom Atzorech, you're allowed to be Mekel. And it's not a Maisa Uman, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it should only be midrabanan. And therefore, he says, if it's less than 7 days, there's four heterim lahakel, and therefore he thinks it would be mutter. He said, even if it's for more than 7 days, there's at least three, and therefore there might be room to be mekil even there. But once you're getting into very long time, 6 months, a year, so then you might be touching on d'oraisas, and then he wouldn't be making, even though it's true that there's all the other shitas, but sorry, then he thinks you should be machmir. But again, the poskim who deal with it, some are going to be more machmir, some are going to be more mekil. Some are going to use l'tzorach mitzvah by itself, some will only use it, assuming it's derabanan, of course. Others will use it, but seraf other shitot. And again, if you want to see, the Tzitz Eliezer goes through many of these positions. But that basically concludes our this discussion. Again, you have the position of the Rambam that kosher derabanan l'shem mitzvah is mutter. The position of Rashi is in question, but as understood by many of the Achronim, like the Beis Meir, according to the Halacha on the Mishnah Berurah, disagree with this. And LaHalacha, Shulchan Aruch does pask in its mutter. The Achronim aren't all thrilled to accept it, but they are willing to be makil. Some are willing to be makil straight, some are willing to be makil b'tzeiruf other shito. And then we noted that there's the question between the Shevet Alev and the Vayatsev whether we can use this as a paradigm for other cases of Derabanan. And then we saw the application to Glila, where there's all different types of cheshbono to add to it, that is not Uman. But you do have to be careful if it's for a year, then poskim are much more machmir. If it's going to be for 3 days, so then there's so much to rely on the poskim in general are Mekel. As we know, the Mincha Shabbos himself is not thrilled, but the Orcho Shabbos is willing to be Mekel based on 4 separate kulos, and noted that Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yashu felt this way as well. One last case that comes up besides the Galila is brought in Shmir Shabbos and Perek Lamed Vav and Halacha Yud Beis. He writes in the context of things that are permitted L'chol Shabbos for a baby who's being born to save the life of the baby. So obviously to save a life that is mutar on Shabbos, that's pikuach nefesh. But just normal things that you do on Shabbos, that you do during the week in a hospital aren't going to be mutar just because you're dealing with a baby. If there isn't pikuach nefesh involved, so writing the name of the mother, identity cards and things like that, he's much more hesitant about. Not hesitant about. He says it's usher because it's usher to write his midah araisa. He suggests therefore instead what you should do is you should write it down during the day. And in the middle of this discussion of all the things that you can do. So he writes at the end, Miyarach Harleida Yish Mispar Pulot Anasid Betino Gish Ladad as Advarim Shem Sorch Rufui Yashir, Libutova Miyadit Shalatinok, Shavade Chovalasos Ambulanasovet, Gigon Shkila Yish Kolos of Mishkal Mikani, Moshkal Digitali. Right, he said in each case you have to know what's more problematic, what's not. So if you have to weigh the baby, so you should use a mechanical scale rather than a digital one. Genetic tests and likes he thinks you can't do. And in the middle of this discussion, he writes that one of the things, as we noted before, that you might have to do is tie the identity thing. And then he also says of the Hachan Shratim Shintan Ladeko Dambem Tsaut Madke Tachbosh Chadomek Dilamanamik Shirat Kesher Kaful be Shabbat. He said you should try to prepare it that you can, stick it on rather than tie it with a double knot. However,